hello again, pals. Welcome aboard the bus of Copperplate Time. Me, Alan O'Leary, here at the Knobs to entertain you for another 90 minutes. Thanks so much for joining us. I really missed you after lapsing last week and my explorations in Glasgow. More of my adventures as we get into the 90 minutes of sharing mighty fine music together. Just in case you've got a bit of time, let's get on the way with a mighty blast from London's finest, the London Lasses. Sound there of the London Lasses from their new album, which I'm delighted to say as soon as we receive stock it will be up on the Copperplate website for you to buy in your thousands. It's a wonderful thing. It's the 25th anniversary album, LL25, from the London Lasses. Four great reels there. Dandy Dinny Cronin, The Moving in Old Decency, The Ballantore Fancy, and Over the Bridge to Peggy. Absolutely brilliant stuff, and off to a fine start we are indeed. As I say, last week I missed. I was up in my regular visit to Glasgow to pay respects to the memory of the great fiddle player Jimmy McHugh, who spent most of his life up there and was joined by lots of musicians from Ireland, from all over England, Scotland, lots from Leeds and the Isle of Man, even there was people, musicians there from, and lots of old pals. It was great to meet up again, and just lovely vibe about and the Glasgow humour at all times. Going to play this particular track because one of the highlights for me was sitting beside Jimmy's son, Brendan McHugh, when he played these two compositions of Jimmy McHugh's. He was a great composer and great, great tunes that are much too difficult for me to play. This is two tunes, the Derry Vaughan and the Arrigan Garrigaran Crossroads. I think Derry Vaughan was where his wife was from, the great Anne, and Arrigan Crossroads was just down the road from where Jimmy was born, I believe. That's the story between the two, I believe. And they're played in this particular track by the Jimmy's band, the Poor Provinces Cayley Band, was the what Jimmy called his band when he was alive. But this is his sons in this, carrying on and coming from the recordings of the second Jimmy McHugh Memorial Concert. For you musicians out there, I think you'll be really interested in these two compositions. They're absolutely fabulous. Benny tells me he's been working on a book of Jimmy's compositions for the last 10 years, and we're all waiting for it, but no news this time. I always ask him, and it always annoys him, how are we getting on with the book? But anyway, two of Jimmy McHugh's finest compositions played here by the Four Provinces Cayley Band. Blinding Reels there, composed by the great Jimmy McHugh and played there by the Four Provinces Cayley Band from the second Jimmy McHugh Memorial Concert CD. I don't think it's available anymore, but absolutely, as I say, just sitting beside Benny as he played, went into those two reels, was just sensational. Just one of the many great sessions we had up in Glasgow together, indeed. We'll return to Glasgow and thoughts and reflections on it later on in the show, but there's more pertinent things to deal with, i.e. the passing of the great Seamus Begley. I was absolutely stuck rigid when I heard the news that he'd passed on. I was just, couldn't believe, such a larger than life figure himself, and full of fun and mischief, and what a voice, and what an accordion player too. But it took me back to his last visit to London. Towards the end, after the gig, we ended up at the bar together and started talking, and I told him how much I enjoyed one of his records, the Bale Tinner record, and I was going to play a track for that, but I changed my mind. And he started singing songs to me and waving both my arms in the air, singing to me while we were close together, you know. Amazing to be that close to the man and that involved with his beautiful singing. And God, he'll be much missed. He was a wonderful man and a great, great source of life and fun. I'm going to play this particular track. It's off his album, The Man of Kerry, what's it called? The Bold Kerry Man. Because it's Tom Shamey Machulla. It's a slow air or the song that's always played at Irish funerals. Tom Shamey Machulla, I'm asleep, do not waken me. And to hear him singing it, I think it was absolutely as if he do something we didn't. Anyway, thanks very much, Seamus, for all the happy times and the memories. And hope you're singing and playing up there with the mighty band.
Tráthnóin in dhiarrach gén cos lasagam táim sim chalas na lústur men Slim hev on spear van washuel time jim khalal snadur men baba Oh, Oh,
The lovely sound of fiddle and flute there, the Drunken Gaugers, Kevin Crawford on flute and Dylan Foley on fiddle, and Patrick Ducey on guitar there, playing the great set dance associated with Bobby Casey, the Drunken Gauger, followed by O'Sullivan's March, and then the Humours of Alehouse, the site for that beautiful record from the Drunken Gaugers. I wonder when they're going to make another one. Come on, Kevin, get your finger out, huh? And prior to that, of course, the wonderful singing of the late, great Seamus Begley. Thanks for all the fun, Seamus, and all the great memories. And you'll be forever remembered, indeed. As will my mighty, dear, much beloved Bobby Casey. Today is the 22nd anniversary of his passing, and the 22nd of the 1st, 01. And can't let that go by me without playing Pleasure. I spent hours and hours with that man, and miss him. He spends the days with me as well. He never from far from my side. Gonna take a track from an album we're very happy to carry on Copperplate. Mail order, The Spirit of West Clare. And The Spirit of West Clare, indeed. I'm gonna play this track. Bobby plays seven reels on straight off the bat, and people say he's the great West Clare fiddle player. Here he takes on Coleman and all the other guys and gives them the Bobby Casey treatment. And they all come out sounding like Bobby Casey tunes to me. And have a listen. See if you can name the tunes as they come up. They're all classics. They're all the standards, as Paddy Corner said. They're all standards. And these are going out, especially to Angela and Ben over there in the Crosses of Anna. Mr. Bobby Casey, rest in peace.
Thank you.
Genius to Bobby Casey there. Seven reels off the belt, totally unaccompanied. And sounded like he'd never stopped. Did you get the names of the tunes? Here they come. The Liffey Banks, the Sheskeen, the Boys of Ballysadare, the Woman of the House, Tansy's Favourite, the Graff's Bay, and Ballina Slow Fair. 8 minutes and 17 seconds, recorded in Camden Town, London, with Bill Leader and Reg Hall on the 9th of November, 1966. What a great treat to mankind that was. What a great day's work. There's several other tracks as well, as I say, from this wonderful testament of his genius, The Spirit of West Clare. Quite staggered after that. Going to take some accordion playing from a dear friend, Andy Martin, who has a birthday during the week, on the 28th indeed. A track from his new CD, Will We Give It a Go? Two strange hornpipes from disparate areas. Shetland fiddle player Tom Anderson wrote the first one, the 16, and the second one, The Gypsy's Lullaby, comes from Northumbrian piper Billy Pig, and suggested to they play it recorded by Johnny Carty, as I say, from Will We Give It a Go? To hornpipes called, they call it the Michael Hines pastiche. I don't know why. Michael Hines was a great flute player, spent some time with us here in London, and made us all much happier in our lives indeed. Sadly, he's gone back to Ireland a long time ago, but never to be forgotten. We don't forget our pals like that here in London. As I say, Andy Martin and Michael Hines pastiche from Will We Give It a Go?
Thank you.
duet there of Andy Martin and Johnny Carty from Andy's album, Will We Give It A Go? Birthday greetings to you, Andy, and I know you know how to celebrate. Shame you didn't make Glasgow. It wasn't the same without you, indeed. Time for a song for the ladies, maybe, as someone used to say. And Ailish Kennedy's debut CD, Time to Sail. From it, she gives us a great song written by Richard Thompson, and one of the few rich songs Richard wrote with Dave Swarbrick way back in the day when they were together in Fairport. This is the beautiful Crazy Man Michael.
Within the fire and out on the shore, Crazy Man Michael was walking. He met with a raven with eyes black as coals, and shortly they were talking. Your future, I would tell to you. Your future, you often have asked me. Your true love will die by your own right hand, and Crazy Man Michael will course be. Michael, he ranted, and Michael, he raved, and he beat the four winds with his. So he laughed and he cried, he shouted and swore, for his mad mind trapped him with a kiss. So you speak with an evil, you speak with a hate, you speak for the devil that haunts me. For is she not the fairest in all Broadland? Your sorcerer's words are to taunt me. He took out his dagger of fire and of steel, and he struck down the raven through the heart. Oh, the bird fluttered long, and the sky it did spin, and the cold earth did wander and startle. Oh, where is the raven that I struck down dead? And here should lie on the ground, oh. For I see but my true love with a wound so red, where her lover's heart it did pound, oh. Keeper of the garden.
Love that track very, very much. Die Down in there and Johnson's Hornpipe. Had to include that. I nearly tore the house apart looking for it, but eventually I tracked it down. And obviously, prior to that, the beautiful Ailish Kennedy from Time to Sail and the crazy man Michael. Returning to my adventures in Glasgow and all the pals who met up there. It was just fabulous. There's too many to mention. They all know who I mean, and we all love each other very, very much. And it's great to meet up every now and then. And I believe, for those of you in Ireland who aren't lucky enough to be there, there's going to be a memorial anniversary faily for Martin McHugh. Sometime in February, I believe. If you keep listening, I'll let you know where it is. It'll be down around Kinnity in Tipperary, where the mighty, mighty Kinsella family came. They just fabulous family of musicians who played all night. They actually played. The music started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and finished with breakfast the following morning at 8 o'clock, straight into breakfast with the pints in hand. Mighty man to do. One of the prime movies behind it was the mighty Eileen O'Brien. In fact, it might even have been her idea again to resurrect the Jimmy McHugh Memorial Weekend. And what a great, great, great lady she is. She was seen at nearly every one of the sessions, joining in and contributing with her wonderful fiddle playing. Here she comes, two of her father's compositions, The Fly and the Porter and The Burning Brakes. Love the titles. It's from her album, Éan na Laethán. And as I say, the fiddle playing of Eileen O'Brien.
Thank you.
was playing there, Eileen O'Brien. It's beautiful, beautiful music indeed. The Fly and the Porter and the Burning Brakes, as I say, from Ian O'Mahon, a great solo CD of her father's compositions. Absolutely brilliant. Well, two of my all-time favourite people and musicians were there as well, and that's all I needed to be in their company. Just love them to death. The two men from Galway, around the Headford way, Tom and Dick Joyce. They're well known within the Irish community over there. They're seen at most sessions. They've only missed one Jimmy McHugh Memorial Weekend down through the years. I think this was about the 25th. And it's just great to be in their company. And they're fabulous musicians and fabulous singers. I can't tell you how much I'm in awe of them. Here's a recording from a tape they gave me. Well, it's a CD, but it was recording of a night in Campbell's Tavern up in near Headford in 2019, and sing the song Shawl of Galway Grey. Tom and Dick Joyce.
Was short the night we parted, too quickly came the day. When silent, broken hearted, I went from you away. The dawn was brightening o'er Glenroe, I stole those stars away. And the last fond look I caught of you in your shawl of Galway grey. I've seen the silks and the laces, and it's well they look and show. Beneath those pretty faces of gentle girls I know. But this a secret I'll confide, I'd leave them all today. To meet you on a green hillside in your shawl of Galway grey. Let others love some prouder dame with frills and flowers bedecked. Your power o'er me is still the same, its play remains unchecked. And all I long for is Glenroe, my homeland far away. And life and love beside you in your shawl of Galway grey. The well is sparkling as of yore, the sky shines grey and blue. The dog outside your father's door keeps watch and ward for you. And all I long for is Glenroe, my homeland far away. Life and love beside you in your shawl of Galway grey. And life and love beside you in your shawl of Galway grey. Thank you.
we find Strathspeys there from Tammy Peoples, from his album that we carry on copper plate called Traditional Irish Music Played on the Fiddle, but that was Scottish music. The Drum Gary, Drum Na Gary, and the George, King George the Fourth. And while we're in Scotland and thinking of things Scottish, Wednesday the 25th is Burns Night, and it's time for Scotsmen to celebrate. A member is invited to a lovely Burns supper one night, and had a lovely time. Athelbros, I think we had, and all different things called different names, and but it was very, very nice to celebrate the great man himself. I thought I'd play this particular track. Always reminds me of Scotland. It's the great Both Sides the Tweed, the song from the 17th century, celebrating the joining of England and Scotland in union. And it's with this current climate where they're all wanting independence, seems strange indeed. But why not, after 300 years, shouldn't they be independent? For all my friends in Scotland, the next couple are for you, especially the McHugh family. God bless you all. And thanks for all you do for the music up there and all the fun you give us. Dick Gochan, Both Sides the Tweed.
What's the spring breathing, jasmine and rose? What's the summer with all its gay trend? All the splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain. Let the love of our land, sacred rights, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. No sweetness the senses can achieve, which corruption and bribery binds. No brightness that gloom can e'er clear, for honor's the sun of the mind. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Riches in lowest degree. Think them poorest who can be a slave, them richest who dare to be free. Let the love of our land sacred rights to the love and flourish on both sides the Tweed.
Feast of fiddle playing we've had today. Sorry to my flute playing friends and that for not in piping and all that. We've just gone overboard with the fiddling and it hasn't finished yet. The mighty Andy Bain there with three great reels, the Spay and Spate, the Pottinger's reel, and then Dowd's reel from his album Lonely Bird. Absolutely glorious. And prior to that, Dick Gawkin and his song from the 1707 Act of Union, Both Sides the Tweed, from his classic album Handful of Earth. Going to return to the birthday file for the bird. John Doyle's got a birthday. In fact, it's today, the 21st. So sending you our greetings, John, and I look forward to being in your company again very soon indeed. Also like to include his mutual friend Chris Sadler in this particular dedication, a great supporter of Copperplate. And thanks very much for all your support, Chris, and for joining the donations towards the upkeep of Copperplate. Much appreciated indeed. From his album The Path of Stones, this is John Doyle and the Rambler from Clare.
The first first of my journey that ever was known. I straight took my way to the county to roam, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the stranger and the rambler from Clare. Was then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, with so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. Well, like a deserter, my case to bewail, I was taken and captured in the town of Rathkeel. Then off to headquarters they had me repaired, and in that black hole stuck the rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. The pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. Innocent mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling and the rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear, jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. I cannot stay home in my own native land, so off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father, wherever he be, likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready and the wind blows fair, he is gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
Song there, John Doyle has the Rambler from Clare from his album The Path of Stones, and happy birthday to you, John. And also, and dear pal over there in Prosperous in County Kildare, the mighty Niall Crean, one of the Crean families, and happy birthday to you, Niall, on Wednesday. Don't get burnt out on Burns Night either. But we know that Niall knows how to enjoy himself, and he won't be gone without, I'm sure. Thinking of you, dear buddy, and I look forward to being in your company again very, very soon, you divil, yeah. Going to take this particular track, which I love, and we all love, really. It features Terry Crean and Niall's brother. They're a great family of musicians. They're all fiddlers. There's about 8 fiddle players in the family, I believe, and God love them. They're great, great people as well. That's just an adjunct to it, I need. This comes from Mick O'Brien's album, The May Morning Dew. Mick O'Brien is joined by Terry Crean, as I say, and he plays two of Junior Crean's tunes, The Farewell to Middletown and The West Clare Railway, and then they go into Sporting Molly, which I love very, very much indeed. And thinking of you guys, and as I say, let's get together very, very soon and have a great birthday on Wednesday, my dear pal Niall Crean. That note indeed, Mick O'Brien and Terry Crean. Where's Terry? And sorry, it's a hidden joke. There you go, Niall. Great to be in touch, and looking forward to seeing your film next week when it comes next month when it comes up on the TV. That's going to be good indeed. That'll be a laugh indeed. Okie doke, time running out of time, and I've nearly run out of grapes, so better wrap it up a bit. Can't go before I pay tribute to the great music and talent of David Crosby, who just died. And I'd also like to include Jeff Beck as well, two musicians I admire very, very much, and just made a big impression on me during my lifetime. You know what they say, once a hippie, always a hippie. And from his days with Crosby, Stills and Nash, this is a thing called Guinevere. And then there's a track from his days with the Birds, Lady Friend. Thinking and sending up good wishes for the one and only Cross.
Thank you. say goodbye. She's trying to help and feel me, and I will have to live without her and survive.
Ending up with the birds and the beautiful lady friend. I hope you didn't mind that little bit of self-indulgence. It was fabulous to hear that again. I listened more to the birds than I did to the Beatles, I think, back in the day. I just love their music and still follow them from afar, indeed. And it's very sorry to hear about the passing of David Crosby, who I don't think was ever a very well man, but and did look after himself, but he'll be missed, and he's left some mighty music behind him, as did all our friends we've brought to mind during this particularly 90 minutes together. As I say, I hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to do something a bit different occasionally. I'd hate to become boring and predictable is the word I'm looking for, and keep you on your toes out there as well. I'm sure there's one or two hippies out there still among us listening. As I say, really enjoyed. I always love talking to you, and I really miss doing the show. And I put together a very strange show today, and there's lots of things that didn't get in, but we'll save them for next time. As I say, thanks very much for your support for Copperplate in the past. Those of you who buy regularly from us, thank you very, very much. And those of you who donate from the donate button on the website, very much appreciated. And things are getting tighter. They just told me they're going to put up my fees for having the website as well now, just to renew. I can't think of the word at the moment, but you know what they mean. And as I say, overheads should be going all over the place. If you can help us out with a donation, and thank you very much to those of you who do. Several have come to mind, especially Rex Edwards, who's a very monthly guy, and Nigel Evans, and people like that. Anyway, thanks very much, company, as I say. Don't forget the website, copperplatemailorder.com. There's over 150 CDs of Irish tradition music on sale to you there. Also, there is the podcast and also the playlist for this particular show with links to the pages pertinent to those that is available to you to buy from copperplatemailorder.com. If you want to drop us a line, it's copperplate68@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from you. Until next time, it's me, Alan O'Leary, thanking you for your company and your support, and wishing you a hearty and a healthy slongafile.